The Palestinian bid for UN recognition is, not surprisingly, shaking up life in the West Bank. As Shira Frenkel reports, emotions are running high on both sides.
There's a carnival atmosphere in the West Bank Israeli settlement of Itamar this week, as residents began a march around what they call the neighborhood. About 200 people are walking past the hillside homes, separated by less than a mile from the Palestinian city of Nablus. Moshe Goldsmith is the mayor of Itamar. He says the march is meant to show the world that the settlers are defiantly opposed to UN recognition of a Palestinian state.
As Palestinians try to announce statehood, now we're making an announcement to the world that, let's not forget, the land of Israel is a Jewish homeland, and we're here to stay.
There are some 500,000 Israeli settlers in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, territories seized by Israeli forces in the 1967 war. Soldiers flanked the settlers as they marched from Itamar to an army checkpoint at the entrance to Nablus. A small group of young men from the settlement take over the traffic circle here. Israeli soldiers say they have stopped all Palestinian traffic for several miles back as the settlers sing and dance at the intersection. Israeli officers at the scene say they want to avoid a confrontation. 21-year-old settler David Melchi urges his friends to camp out here till Friday, when Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas will formally present the bid for statehood recognition at the UN. Eventually, the settlers leave, but promise to return. The protest here passed peacefully, but just a few miles down the road, a group of settlers attempted to attack the Youssef family home, which lies on the edge of the Palestinian village of Al-Sira. I arrived at the scene just as the attackers were fleeing. Several of them used their t-shirts to cover their faces. One waved the orange flag of the settlement movement as he ran behind three Israeli army jeeps that stood between the settlers and the Palestinian village. Within a few minutes, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas to disperse a crowd of young Palestinian men responding to the attempted attack by the settlers. The hissing sound is the tear gas canister. Tom Andrews, a pro-Palestinian activist here, says that the Youssef's home has been attacked by settlers several times in the last week because it is one of the closest homes to the settlement.
To be honest, I think the settlers seem to feel that the UN vote is far more of a threat to them than Palestinians feel that it's promising for themselves. So a lot of attacks at the moment are coming purely from settlements around Nablus.
Palestinians here remain defiant. Today, families from this village joined tens of thousands of Palestinians in the streets of Nablus and other West Bank cities to celebrate the upcoming UN bid. The streets of downtown Ramallah were teeming with men, women, and children waving Palestinian flags. A 15-foot statue of a blue and white chair stood in the city's main square, a mock-up of the seat the Palestinians hoped to win at the UN. 25-year-old Reem Majnous says she's been heartened by the support for the Palestinians' UN bid, but she says she is worried about efforts by the United States and some European nations to thwart the Palestinian démarche.
It's ironic that the United States has supported the Arab Spring, but now it's standing against us as we try to have our own chance at a state.
As she speaks, a group of young boys try to hurl miniature Palestinian flags onto the huge chair. Reem says even our youths know Palestine needs a chance to sit at the UN. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel.